Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I had some people ask me, they said, you know, we would have thought that you would have been talking nonstop about that garbage State of the Union speech. Yeah, not so much. I mean, yeah, listen, I don't know what to say about it. Does anybody really find it surprising that Joe Biden would lie through his teeth incessantly? I mean, I'm pretty sure he had a full diaper during the speech, or at least filled it up during the speech. And of course, he lied incessantly. And I don't know really what to say about it. I mean, why is anybody surprised about anything that was said during that speech? I think there's a lot of people out there who've done a great job writing about it. A lot of people have done a great job responding. I mean, Huckabee did great. You know, MTG, everybody did great. You know, so yeah, I didn't say a whole lot about it because I don't think there's a whole lot to be said. There was nothing that this guy said that made any coherent or logical or sense whatsoever, and none of it was true. So it was pretty much par for everything else he does, and I just didn't really feel the need. And listen, y'all come here to hear interesting and unique insight, and so I try and provide that. So, you know, me just regurgitating what everybody else says is, you know, I mean, it's okay. I mean, you know, I don't know. I suppose I'll pick on him a little bit here and there just because it's fun. I mean, it is fun, but I don't want to be accused of being a bully. I mean, the poor guy's still wearing a diaper and still pooping his pants, and he doesn't know where he's at, and they had to give him a whole bunch of uppers just so he could stay awake for the speech. So, yeah, I don't know. Meanwhile, his wife's making out with Kamala Harris's husband, and, yeah, what can I say about this whole thing? You know, there just wasn't much to say, so I was kind of quiet about it, and I still don't have much to say about it. I think that the whole thing is a nightmare. I really, really do. I think the Grammys and the push for Satanism is a much bigger deal because, I mean, this guy may be doing Satan's work, but these guys were actually pushing for Satan. I mean, it's kind of a shocking thing. So anyways, that said, I mean, we'll talk more about it, but you know, I do want to talk about the Twitter hearings. Those Twitter hearings were an interesting thing, right? I mean, there was a tweet that they were posting around of this Joel Roth character who, yeah, I think he lives in his parents' basement. He looks like he lives in his parents' basement. He looks like he's like 14 and an obnoxious little weenie who you know, is pretty sure that he's something special. And I saw his tweet that says, "I'm just saying we fly over those states that voted for a racist tangerine for a reason." Well, that's really clever, Joel. You are a very clever and insightful guy. And I got to be honest, that was so smooth of you, the way that you just put down, you know, 80 million Americans. And I mean, not at all grossly over. So what, everybody in any state that voted for Trump is a racist, huh? I mean, not demeaning or anything of the sort. This guy is a great guy. He's the kind of guy you want your daughter to marry, or your son, if that's, I mean, I don't know what we do anymore. So, yeah, I mean, everything's screwed up. But this guy, this piece of trash, this human excrement, this piece of feces that should probably be tagged with the poop app from San Francisco, because yeah, you got the poop app in San Francisco. That if he's walking down the street, the poop app starts lighting up, in my opinion. Anyways, I think it's incredible, right? You get these 20-some-year-old little weenies who are given way more money, way more power, way more authority than they should ever have, and look what you do with it. Look what they do with it. They become snarky and self-absorbed, and I guess the truth just comes out. But this little weenie so I've talked a lot. When I do the show, I do a weekly show with Clay Clark and General Flynn and Andrew Sorcini, which, by the way, buy gold from Swicini. Tell them Ren sent you. bh-pm.com. You need to have gold in your portfolio. FYI. Just get there and tell them. But anyways, yeah, we do this show every week. And one of the things that just keeps coming back up, because Clay has this, he's got an incredible ability to research and to pull information about these globalists and what they're doing. And, you know, the thing about Clay is, Clay, if you know him, I mean, he's just an evidence guy, right? He just, what he does is he just shows you the clip. This is what they said. What do you want? You know, it's just that simple. And I like that, because there's no room for really, in, it's not editorialized. There's nothing out of it. You just listen to their words, you know? So he'll just show you clips of these guys. But he seems to always really enjoy showing me clips of these little weenies, like Yul Roth. Especially Harari. You know, I joke with Clay about the fact that I think that he about his appreciation for Yuval Noah Harari, which he does not actually appreciate Yuval Noah Harari. It's just kind of an inside joke there. But yeah, I keep looking at these guys like Yuval Noah Harari, and I'm looking at them, and I got the same reaction with Yul Roth that I get with Yuval Noah Harari, and that reaction is this. Why didn't someone beat him up on the playground? This guy really needed beat up on the playground. This snarky little weenie, this little entitled millennial turd, really needed beat up more on the playground. The guy doesn't, he wouldn't know an actual man if an actual man sat on him. I mean, it just, he's just, I don't even know what to say about it. Yeah, just saying, we fly over those states that voted for a racist tangerine for a reason. Yeah, okay, well, good. I'm glad you're flying over, because you're not welcome. I don't want a person who lives in a city or who works for a company that's based in a city that needs a poop app anywhere near me. If that's what you do in your home, stay there, because we don't, you know, so I hope that you haven't, I hope that, well, I hope this guy is found in California. It's where he belongs. And I hope he stays there. So please continue flying over. Don't pollute my state with your existence, you racist little turd, you entitled little weenie. Okay. So there's a whole lot more of that. I mean, that's the culture that you get from big tech. They bring in these little weenies. They tell them how great they are and how brilliant they are and how lucky they are to work there. And they create this entitled culture where these kids who've never done anything and just so happen to know how to do some basic programming, because at this point, there's such a shortage of programmers. You know, I mean, now there's a few of them that are smart kids that do some pretty amazing things. But a lot of these guys, you know, are just proud to be at Google or Facebook or whatever. And they're just an entitled crew. I'm not a fan of the culture that's coming out of there. You know, meanwhile, they're, you know, these entitled little weenies who didn't get beat up enough on the playground, you know, they're shaping the rest of our culture. And it's shocking. It's shocking. Think of this. This Yul Roth, this arrogant little weenie, this guy had a real position of power at Twitter. He was happy to be a part of an organization that was censoring hardworking Americans who had different political views. Why? Well, because his view is so superior to you that he doesn't think you have a right to say it. Can you imagine the arrogance of this little weenie to actually believe that, to think that, to feel that? That somehow his opinion is so superior that he has the right to tell other Americans, hardworking Americans, that they don't have the right to speak. I'm going to censor you because you're so dumb and so beneath me that you don't even have a right to your opinion. That is the attitude of the leftists. That is the attitude of the World Economic Forum crowd and all these globalist elitists. You, the blue-collar, hardworking, we the people Americans, are so far beneath them that you shouldn't even speak. You should just say thank you for the breadcrumbs they give you and honor them on a daily basis. I have a real problem with arrogance and with bullies and with people who Yeah, just they just feel so entitled, and that's really what we have. So anyways, I wanted to open the show. I wanted to rant about this because I just found this whole thing to be just shocking beyond words. You know, if you paid any attention to the actual hearing, you know, made comments about, quote, "I want to paraphrase what I heard earlier. Twitter had no contact with anybody from the Biden team. Is that correct to your knowledge?" And, this Gad character is another one of these little weenies, "Not to my knowledge." Then you see, and I found this to be funny. Rep Donalds pulls out a huge, 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 oversized, blown up email showing Biden explicitly asking some tweets to be pulled down. You know, not only are these little weenies, not only are they entitled, not only do they need beat up on a playground, but they're also liars. They're liars. They're soulless, moralless liars. I shouldn't say soulless because I can't judge a man, but I can just judge their actions. But they are liars, and their actions are clear. They're also weenies because I can judge that by their behavior. This weenie, when confronted with that. Okay, so they pulled this tweet out, okay? This weenie actually said, "I wouldn't agree with the characterization of it as being at the behest of them. These tweets were reported and Twitter independently evaluated them under its rule." Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This just garbage piece of trash, little weenie. And he doesn't deserve the rights that Americans have. He doesn't deserve to live in a nation that our forefathers fought for the freedoms that he's trampling. I mean, this guy, if this little weenie, if this Vijaya Gad, by the way, this guy's a lawyer. This guy's former general counsel, head of legal policy and trust at Twitter, right? This little weenie is it's not nobody. He's supposed to be educated. That's how this guy feels about it. So first of all, I don't know. I mean, that seems like he's perjuring himself to Congress, but I don't know if anybody's made an ethical complaint on him. But yeah, this guy, what I don't understand is if you hate the freedoms that we have in this country, why don't you move into a place like China? Why don't you just adopt them? Just go there, please. I mean, if that's what you want, go live there. Well, we're happy to have you go. I'll be honest with you. If I found out right now that Vijaya Gad would be willing to relocate to China, I would personally write a check for his plane ticket. I would buy it for him. I'd even buy him first class. I want to make this offer right now. If Vijaya Gad, former general counsel and head of legal policy and trust at Twitter, will renounce his citizenship and move to China, I will buy him a first-class one-way ticket from the U.S. to China, and I will wrap it. I will personally gift wrap it when I send him that ticket. Go there. You love that. You love China. You love censorship. You love that whole. Go there. Go join them. I don't want you here. Okay. I'm sorry. This was really offensive to me, guys and gals that pretend to be guys or guys that pretend to be gals. I found this to be really offensive. And, you know, the thing is that we're supposed to care when people are offended. So I think someone should care that I was offended by this. And I think that these Twitter guys should all send me apologies and create a safe space for me so that I can go cry openly. I do frequently cry openly as part of my toxic masculinity. I do lots of crying. No, not so much. Not so much. Okay. So, yeah. But the entitlement aspect of this, the snarky, snotty, entitled little brats that these people are. Joel Roth, this Gad, you know, these other people who are testifying, you know, it's shocking. It's shocking. And I'm going to tell you, there's one aspect of this that I found even more shocking. And that is crooked scumbag piece of garbage House Rep Jamie Raskin. Do the Democrats even care that they're hypocrites? I mean, do they even sort of care? Where's Raskin the rep for? I want to know, where is Raskin the rep? Where's his home district? You know, this guy, someone needs to run against this guy twice, maybe three times. I don't even know. But this clown, Maryland, I believe he's from Maryland. Let me check this. Is this correct? Is Jamie Raskin from Maryland? Yeah, serving Maryland's 8th district. Maryland, you should be ashamed of yourself. For God's sakes. Really? Is Jamie Raskin? I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed for you in Maryland. I love you guys. I actually like Maryland. Baltimore was great before it got destroyed by the idiocy that's running it right now. But so anyways, we're going to talk more about Raskin on the other side of the break. But let me tell you right now, get yourself a Genesis HOCL. Use Out Loud Code at checkout. You got to get this product going. It's a great product. You need it. It'll prevent you from sharing germs in your house when your kids are sick and spreading the plague everywhere. So get yourself a Genesis HOCL. Click on the banner code. Get a big discount if you use Out Loud Code at checkout. It will stop you from sharing germs. It's a great product. Get yourself one and then stick around. We'll be right back.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is XLEAR.com.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, folks. You know, during the break, my wonderful producer mentioned to me that it seems like the theme here is weenies. And, well, I mean, there's a lot of them. Jamie Raskin is certainly another weenie. But, you know, it made me think, and before I get to Raskin, yeah, I was thinking about this. You know, Clay Clark has talked a little bit about a carbon footprint contest for the Vegas Reawakening Tour, you know, see which of us can do the most to eat the most meat and create the most carbon footprint. I mean, I encourage everybody to go to the Reawakening Tour, and it's a wonderful thing, but I think you should always drive a dually there. Maybe pull a trailer, even if you're not going to use it, just so that you burn more gas, and then leave your dually run as often as possible. We all need to do our part to contribute to global warming, because if you're not contributing to global warming, then you're clearly a racist, because there are Eskimo Indian people in Alaska who are cold right now, and only by warming the globe can we help them to have a better life. Okay, that I'm sure someone's going to be mad about that. Anyways, all right. But I brought that up because there's also, I have found and am considering purchasing this gasoline-powered flamethrower. It's a flamethrower. It literally burns gasoline. And I was thinking about using that to roast weenies and doing some sort of a video with that. Because I want to win that carbon footprint award. I want to be the guy who wins it. I'm feeling competitive here, folks. So I'm trying to figure out ways that I can do that. I mean, I drive a V8 pickup truck. I'll probably leave it run between now and then, just occasionally take, random, timestamp photos of my truck running, even though I'm not in it or driving it, just to contribute because I'm not racist. And, oh my God, my producer's just going to shake her head at me. God help me. My wife hears this part. I'm going to get scolded so much, folks. Anyways. All right. Back to the actual stuff here. Speaking of weenies. So Jamie Raskin. So this human turd, Democrat, and he actually had the audacity. And now, folks, if you're not sitting down, please sit down. I don't want anybody to get hurt here. Okay, I want you to hear this. Right, this Jamie Raskin actually he actually called this hearing. On Twitter, FBI collusion on the Hunter Biden laptop story, a trivial pursuit. Trivial. Trivial nonsense, right? Right, Jamie Raskin, trivial nonsense. It's trivial nonsense that Hunter Biden has a laptop with underage girls, hookers, blow, everything else, that implicates his father, the president, and all sorts of international crimes, that the FBI colluded to cover it up, that they hid this during an election, that actually our administrative state, our Department of Justice, the FBI, literally actively worked to undermine a sitting president. How is that not treason? But it's a trivial pursuit to Jamie Raskin, right? Instead of letting this trivial pursuit go, my colleagues have tried to whip up a faux scandal about this two-day lapse in the ability to spread Hunter Biden propaganda on private media platforms. Silly does not even begin to capture this obsession. This guy is a turd. Jamie Raskin, you are a turd. I don't know what else to say. You would also be marked on the poop app if you were in San Francisco. Someone would have to clean you up. Jamie Raskin cannot go to San Francisco because if he does, they'll call out the poop app. He'll be marked, and the poop app cleaners, they'll be out. He'll be cleaned up. So that's just no good. No on Jamie Raskin. Not going to happen. Anyways. Yeah, so this guy goes on. Here's the thing about this, right, folks? these little garbage Twitter people are coming before Congress and lying and manipulating and still trying to cover up the fact that they censored Americans at the behest of a sitting president, or and or at someone who, I mean, the Democrat Party, right? The Democrats have been pushing this for a while. These guys are trying to justify, and this guy calls it trivial, right? Trivial. It's trivial, the censorship that's occurred. It's trivial that the FBI tried to undermine a sitting president. It's trivial and not worth looking into. The First Amendment is trivial, Congressman Raskin. It's trivial. That's how you view free speech. That's how you view this. You view the FBI colluding with a private entity to cover up and to censor anyone talking about a laptop full of criminal activity that implicates a guy who is now sitting in the White House. That's trivial? Which part's trivial, right? The conspiracy? The criminal conspiracy? The lies? The absolute trampling of the First Amendment? Which part, Congressman Raskin, is trivial? I'm curious. Is it the part where Hunter was with underage girls, those pictures? How about the hookers and blow? Was that trivial? How about the what is it, 10 or 15% to the big guy? How about the payoffs? Is that trivial? Corruption? Anything? No, that's all trivial. In fact, if you're a Democrat, that stuff is that stuff that you should run for office on. I mean, it's the stuff that you get elected for. I mean, it's a feather in your cap. But yeah, to Rep. Raskin, it's trivial that we would crush the First Amendment and collude to commit what I would argue may be treason. A treason to aid and comfort to our enemies, by the way. Do you think China wanted Trump back in? You don't think China's an enemy? You don't think, and why was this done? Why would the FBI do this? Do you think they were doing it of their own accord? Just some guy woke up and said, "Yeah, I think we're going to try and get Trump out of office today." No, no, there's foreign influence. I would bet money on it, right? Anyways, I found this whole thing to be appalling and really, really an abhorrent thing. So we're going to move on from Twitter and the Weenie crusade to this, and there's a nice segue, right? Because Twitter is really, they were censoring the FBI. All these guys were working to censor and to ignore the First Amendment. Well, guess who else is working to destroy the First Amendment? Airbnb. So Airbnb apparently banned a commentator's parents from using the company. Now, I don't know Lauren Southern. I don't know who she is. I know from the story, and the story ran in Not the Bee, that Lauren Southern is apparently some sort of a political commentator. And I'm sorry, I'm sure she's a wonderful, lovely lady. I just don't know who she is. I can't keep up with everybody. But Laura, according to the article, Lauren Southern's parents were banned from Airbnb because they're related to Lauren Southern, who, you know, is not woke, apparently, you know, a political commentator. So Lauren Southern tweeted, quote, "My parents just got banned from Airbnb for being related to me. They've never booked anything for me. They do not represent me in any way. They aren't publicly political in any way. How is this sane in any way?" And she says it tags at Airbnb. Now she includes a picture of this, and of this screenshot, I would assume, of the letter where her parents were banned. And the letter reads, "We have an update to share," and this letter is presumably from Airbnb. We have an update to share. "We've removed you from the Airbnb platform because your account is closely associated with a person who isn't allowed to use Airbnb. This means you'll no longer be able to book reservations on Airbnb. For the safety of our community, we may remove accounts that are closely associated with people who aren't allowed to use Airbnb. So because they are associated with Lauren Southern, they can't use Airbnb. Now, this Lauren Southern, she's according to the article, she's a political commentator and documentarian. She's been banned from the app, the Airbnb app. And according to the article, it's because, she's got non-regime approved opinions, quote. Lauren says, and she's got in the article that, that the affiliations that she was removed a while back because of her unapproved politics and affiliations. So she includes a letter, by the way, that says, this decision was based on the fact that your public affiliation with certain groups is in a violation of our policies and community standards, which you can find at, basically, Airbnb is woke, and they threw Lauren Southern off of their platform, but that wasn't enough for them, so they then threw her parents off of their platform. Why? Why? Why would you do that? I mean, how stupid is that? I get it. They're woke, but you know, we're seeing this everywhere, and this is kind of a big deal. This is the woke, this is the social... social investment that BlackRock is pushing. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create a situation where if you're not toting the line, you can't work. This is why so many people have been debanked. I've got a number of friends who've been debanked. Just a ton of them. They get debanked. They can't function because they have no ability to make money or to do anything. I mean, that's a nightmare if you get debanked. I've had a bunch of people. These banks, they close their accounts because they're not toting the political line. Well, I got to tell y'all, we can close your bank accounts because they don't like your politics. We can throw you out of Airbnb because we don't like your politics. This is very much what China does. This is social credit score type stuff, right? This is the kind of thing that is really it's a control mechanism. It's just a communist control mechanism. Let's intimidate and make life so difficult for people who are, not toting the line that, we just, they just shut up and go along. I thought this was a really important article. I think it's crucial. I've talked about my friend Eric Napudi, right? Eric Napudi, who the crooked federal government and the crooked Federal Trade Commission and the crooked Department of Justice has been suing for $500 billion because they've alleged that he claimed vitamin D and zinc were good for COVID, and also that he said that the vaccines are bad. That's what they've alleged. Now, they are not suing me. But I want to be clear, he may not have said those things, but I am saying right now, vitamin D and zinc are good for COVID and the vaccines are terrible. They have not sued me for $500 billion, but I will very clearly, and you can record this, and I will stand behind this at court. I am telling you right now, the COVID jabs are horrific for anything related to COVID and only good for killing you. And vitamin D and zinc are great to assist in COVID and many other infections. You should take vitamin D and zinc. I personally, as a non-doctor, believe that vitamin D and zinc are good for you to take for COVID. I recommend that as a non-doctor for you to take for COVID. I do not, however, ever recommend that you take the COVID jabs because they will kill you. You will die, and you may shed on people after you get them. So you may poison people around you. I don't know how much more clear I can be, but I want you all at the FTC and DOJ to know that that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it again. If you sue me for $500 billion, I have nothing but time and I don't have any legal bills. So I'll be happy to countersue and to sue you guys forever. So you're welcome. Anyways, so, you know, my friend Naputi, as he's been going through all the harassment that occurs when the federal government decides to throw their power and weight behind private American citizens, which is exactly what's happened in this case, because he did nothing wrong. He, even if he would say exactly what they accused him of saying, he was correct. And, you know, it's just one giant load of poo. But Naputi has had to deal with all sorts of troubles because, you know, I mean, he was censored on Facebook. He was censored on this. He was censored on that. You know, he had to deal with all sorts of woke nonsense that happened to him and his businesses. And I'm not going to go over everything because I don't want any, I don't want to say anything that would provide ammo for any of his enemies. But the amount of woke garbage that this guy's had to deal with because the federal government decided to wage war on him after they alleged that he said that COVID vaccines are bad and vitamin D and zinc are good, which I am saying, again, COVID vaccines are terrible, horrible, awful. You should never get another vaccine of any type ever. I won't. And you should take vitamin D and zinc. Okay. I don't know. I'm looking at my producer. Do you think that that was clear? Was that statement, I don't know if it was a little vague or she seems to think it's clear. So we're good. Anyways, I'm going to tell you more about this when we get back. For right now, I need to talk to you real quick about Cofix. You need to get yourself some Cofix. It is a wonderful product. It just saved me from the ravages of a near-death experience from the common cold. Actually, it wasn't a near-death experience because I took Cofix. It's a great product. I liked it. Clean my sinuses. That's what it does. It washes your sinuses and it washes germs out, and it reduced the severity of the cold for me. It shortened the duration, I believe. I mean, you know, I felt like it was making a big difference. I am actually a big fan of this. If you use the Out Loud code at checkout, you get a discount. So I want to encourage you to do that. But get yourself some Cofix. It's a great product, and you're supporting our network, and you'll get a great discount if you use Out Loud at checkout. And we will be right back.
It was Henry Wadsworth Longfellow that said, "Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing. Leave behind us footprints on the sands of time." America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Okay, welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about my buddy Naputi and how he's being censored and attacked. And, you know, this is a critical thing because no matter what we do, we keep finding, you know, new and different ways that these guys are trying to violate our rights. You have to understand, there is literally a war against America. If you're an American, there is a war against you, and it's being waged by people in our government, by corporate, I don't know, corporate oligarchs, for lack of a better term. You know, the Democrats have really become the party of big business. Republicans are halfway there, but the Democrats are fully in on it. These leftist CEO globalists are just monsters, and they're buying off the elected officials, and elected officials have waged war on Americans and our rights. When you see at the behest of federal agencies, people being censored, shut down, I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely a clear violation of our Bill of Rights. And it's the stuff that we fought a revolution over. It's not little. This is a big deal. Meanwhile, we've got these idiots saying it's a trivial matter. This is a crucial, crucial thing in a crucial, crucial time. I don't think that the nation, our nation, has been at this perilous of a juncture since the Civil War. I know that's a massive statement. I know it's a huge thing. I mean, we've gone through some big stuff. Civil rights, we've gone through a couple world wars, the unrest with Vietnam. I mean, we've had a lot of big, big, big things, Great Depression. I mean, the loss of Chris Farley. No, I'm sorry. Chris Farley was hilarious to me. I'm sorry. But we've gone through a lot in this country. But I really don't think since the Civil War, we've been at a more tenuous position. I mean, it's kind of scary. So we've got to stand up. We've got to back each other. We've got to back our brothers and sisters who are fighting this, but we've got to reject this nonsense. We can't let these people, Airbnb shutting down this lady's family. You know what? Boycott them. Just boycott Disney, boycott Airbnb. Boycott anyway. You know, that's the kind of people you are. Boycott. It's the only thing I can think of. You know, we got to stand together. We got to support these people. So a lot of people facing a lot of problems. Now, I want to stop, and I'm going to do something completely abnormal because I am almost one-third of a professional broadcaster. Almost. Not quite. We're working our way towards being a full one-third professional broadcaster, but I'm not quite there yet. So I don't generally go backwards in a show, but my brilliant, brilliant producer during the break found an incredibly relevant and spectacular story that I don't know how I missed. This was, I'm kind of fussy that I missed it because it's going to allow me to make fun of the dumbest member of Congress who I so enjoy talking about, AOC. AOC, the former bartender buffoon, who has somehow managed to continue to get reelected in New York. I do not know. I mean, the guy, I like New York. You know, I mean, right now it sucks because it's been ran by Democrats for a while, but the city, like New Yorkers are great, mostly. I mean, there's a lot of idiots there, don't get me wrong, but yeah, New Yorkers by and large are a great group of people. But they're also a group of people that rarely, I mean, you talk about a group of people who you don't get to sucker into things, but somehow they got suckered into electing the dumbest woman in Congress multiple times. I do not you voted for a bartender. I mean, now let's be real clear here. I've got a great affinity for bartenders. I actually tended bar myself at one point. But let's also be clear. They're not all created equal, she was one of the dumb ones. I'm just going to tell you, she's the one that who smiled and giggled and then gave you the wrong drink, because that's how she would probably, I just can't imagine her being a good bartender. But anyways, yeah, maybe she is, maybe I'm wrong, but she is an idiot. Well, AOC, during, the wasted time that was, investigating why it is that the FBI was arguably committing treason against a sitting president, in censoring relevant information just prior to an election with and through private partnerships. AOC had to weigh in on this. And we all know that when AOC weighs in on it, there's very little else that needs to be said, right? AOC, quote, "We could be talking about the cost of prescription drugs, abortion rights, civil rights, voting rights, but instead we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story." Notice my dramatic pause there, right? That was a professional broadcaster trick. You include a pause for people to kind of take something shocking in. And when AOC speaks, you can pretty much bank on the fact that you will need to leave a pause for people to have time for it to sink in. So it's interesting because what AOC meant and what she said, well, I'm not so sure they're the same thing. But because what she said was what it was, I'm going to go out and I'm going to say, you know what? I agree with her that those are relevant topics to talk about. Let me explain. I know. I'm running a risk here by saying that anything AOC said ever was coherent. But she did form this as a fully coherent sentence, right? She made it through an entire sentence. So I want to talk about that sentence that AOC actually made. We could be talking about the cost of prescription drugs. Well, she's right. We should be. We should be talking about the Democratic policies that have continued to push the prices of prescription drugs up. We should be talking about the Democrat policies that facilitate prescription drugs being pushed to the market that treat but don't cure anything, because the policies are structured in a way where Big Pharma makes tons of money treating illness but never curing illness. Have you noticed that? Has anybody noticed that? I think we should be talking about the cost of prescription drugs. They would be far cheaper if you could buy them once and they cured the disease rather than buying them every day for the rest of your life and dealing with the side effects of these unsafe poisons. So I'm with her, right? AOC and I agree, at least on the words. Abortion rights. You're right. We should talk about abortion rights. There's far too many of them. We need to eliminate them. Killing babies is a terrible idea. I don't like killing babies. We have states like California and others call themselves abortion sanctuary states. I mean, it's ridiculous. The right of the unborns don't exist. And I think that talking about the unborn baby's rights is an important topic. And so I'm with her on two things. We should be talking about abortion rights and prescription drugs. Both of those topics should be discussed very thoroughly, including how many babies have been murdered over the last 50 years or however long that it's been legal. By the way, it's not illegal now. Roe v. Wade being overturned didn't make abortion illegal. It just made it a state issue. FYI. Okay, so she said we should be talking about the cost of prescription drugs. Check, yeah. Abortion rights, check, yeah. Civil rights. Civil rights, let me tell you, I agree with you again, AOC. AOC, who knew that I could ever agree with any vomit that comes from AOC's mouth? But in this case, her vomit was, well, it was pretty shockingly good. I agree. We need to talk about civil rights, right? We need to talk about the discrimination that we are allowing to occur on a national level when we tell our children that they should focus on a person's color rather than the content of their character. We should talk about the CRT being pushed in school, which creates and facilitates and argues and teaches racism. We should talk about the fact that we're miseducating our children to become bigots. We should talk about the fact that people like you, AOC, are bigots. We should talk about all of the lies and all of the gaslighting and race baiting that's occurring right now that is sowing discord and running straight in the face
of what Dr. Martin Luther King spoke about when he said that people should be judged by the content of their character over the color of their skin. Civil rights need discussed. I am 100% on board, and let's have that. Let's include that. So let's go. Let's look at this. 3 for 3. Okay, so I agree with AOC. We need to talk about the cost of prescription drugs that Democrats have made expensive and unsafe. We need to talk about abortion rights because Democrats are pushing killing babies, and that's a terrible thing. We need to talk about civil rights because Democrats are pushing CRT and teaching our children to be racist. And then she says, we could also talk about voting rights. 4 for 4. I totally agree with her, even more on this one. Voting rights definitely need to be talked about. The number of people who were disenfranchised in Arizona in 2022 when they stole the election from Carrie Lake or are attempting to. The number of people whose votes were disenfranchised when they stole the 2020 election to put poopy pants Biden and his turd of a VP into the office. I mean, that's shocking. American voting rights were destroyed, and then the courts ignored it. We definitely need to talk about voting rights. There aren't any. There aren't any. Only people that have voting rights are people that want to steal elections. They vote as many times as they want. You know, but voting rights are a critical conversation. So I agree with AOC that we need to talk about all of them. Now, I'm a little confused because the second part of the quote, and you understand, I'm a lawyer, so we do this, right? We take a sentence and we pick it apart, and that's how you find loopholes and things like that. You got to analyze word by word sometimes. And this is with the special things that AOC says, sometimes it requires some analysis. But the second half of the statement, so I agreed with her that we need to discuss these things in the first half, but the second half I'm confused by, and this is where you know it's AOC, right? Because she says, quote, but instead, we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story. What does that mean? I mean, I'm pretty sure Hunter acknowledged that the laptop was his. I'm pretty sure that we've acknowledged that if the laptop was his, the stuff that was reported to come from the laptop was his. I'm not sure which part is half-fake. I mean, that the FBI worked with Twitter to suppress it. And that's pretty clear. We got paperwork that the Biden administration, once they were there, you know, just tried to cover this up. I'm not sure which part is half fake. I'm glad she's acknowledging that it's half real. That's good. Congratulations. But why half fake? You know, I don't know. I just found this to be interesting. You know, I mean, maybe the half that was fake was the fact that maybe she's suggesting that the 10 or 15% for the big guy was the half fake part, because really it's more like 30%. Maybe he's got a bigger take. I don't know. But anyways, this was such a great little article. It was on Twitchy. I got such a boot out of this that I felt like I had to interrupt the natural ebb and flow of this highly professional show for the purpose of ensuring that you, my friends, you in the audience, were able to be kept fully informed and apprised of the critical developments that are occurring in Washington, D.C., and the brilliance falling from the mouth of AOC. Okay. I don't know if this makes any of you need a stiff drink, but kind of does me. So you know what? I'm going to end the show with a story that's good. There's a lot of bad news out there. Every now and then something awesome happens. So there's this big old earthquake out in the Middle East, right? Syria. And just an absolute
You know, it was devastating. You know, killed lots of people. And but it looks like this little baby. They're digging out the rubble, right? They're digging the rubble, doing what they do after an earthquake. And this little baby was found alive, brand new baby, newborn. Apparently, umbilical cord was still attached when they found it, and the baby survived. Now, it looks like mom's dad, looks like mom died under the rubble and probably gave birth under the rubble, but God wanted this baby to have a shot. And I'll tell you what, one thing I can tell you, folks, you aren't here on this planet 1 minute longer or 1 minute shorter than you're supposed to be. So if you're not living life, I don't know what you're doing. But this little baby, mom seems to be gone. Family seems to be gone. Everybody seems to be gone. But this baby, somehow born in the rubble, survived. What a miracle. What an inspiring thing. They got a picture of the baby. The baby's super, super cute. Like, it just needs hugs and kisses and lovings. And it's very sad that it lost its mommy and daddy, probably, and everybody else. But it's got a chance at life. This baby's got a chance. God wanted it to be here. And it's not going to have an easy road, and it's not an easy start. But man, what greater gift is there than the opportunity to live a life? I've enjoyed mine, and I hope this baby enjoys his or hers, and I hope that that this baby can live a good life, and I hope we all pray for it. So, along with praying, which I could use some prayers, I also hope you'll go to tomrenz.com. I hope you'll support us. I hope you'll subscribe to the Substack. I hope you'll go to bh-pm.com and buy some gold and tell them Ren sent you. I hope that you will buy Nucleogenics and support Naputi, support all this stuff on tomrenz.com. We need your help. We need you to help us share this. We need you to help get the word out. We just need your help. We need you to be active. We're fighting hard. We're doing everything we can to get the message out. And we're going to continue doing that. But we do need as much help as we can. If you can give to the Give, Send, Go, that's great. Whatever you can do. We're grateful for it. We're honored by it. I'm grateful to God for all the good things that I've been given and all the opportunities I've had. But do me an extra favor today and send some prayers for this baby in Syria. It's going to have a rough go. But God wanted her to be alive. So, that's just an amazing thing. Praise God. He's good. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you tomorrow.